أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Here now is some advice when you are in Mecca on the day before your departure to Arafat and before your Hajj begins. The main purpose of your trip here was to perform the Hajj, and this is about to begin. The first part of Hajjatul Islam, which was Umrah at-Tamattu, has been completed, and now you have familiarized yourself with the rituals in general, and you have experienced the first taste of proximity to Allah. At this point, you have only tasted a glimpse of the reality that is about to manifest itself to you. Why did you come for Hajj? You came here to experience death, the joy of being with Allah. So tomorrow the Hajj begins, and tomorrow is the day you die. You die from your desires tomorrow, you die from your career, you die from your spouse, you die from your ambitions, and you die to your ego. You will wash your own dead body tomorrow, and you will shroud it with ihram. Once you have done that, now you can no longer do as you please. Much that was permissible to you now becomes impermissible. You cannot even scratch yourself now. You are to Allah like a dead man is to the one who washes the dead body. Neither can you protect yourself from the sun, nor can you even touch your nose lest a hair should fall off. If you should come upon a foul smell, you cannot close your nose from the stench, nor can you even eat the fruit that has a fragrant smell. You cannot even look at a mirror, for the dead have no business with beautifying themselves. Gone are the days when you could lie, quarrel, swear, or fight. Your loved one may walk before you, but you cannot admire her beauty. An insect may walk over your hand. You cannot kill it anymore. Like one who is dead, you will simply watch on helplessly. We will then take all your dead bodies and put you on a bus and take you to Arafat. Arafat is the gathering place of all the dead. Arafat is the open field where the dead gather for accounting. It is like the mahshar of the Day of Judgment, where all shall stand before their Creator for accounting. But on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the accounting will be a bit different from the Day of Judgment. On that day, Allah will not take account of you, but you will take account of yourself. All day you will stand under the hot sun, and you will call out for help and mercy. You will say to Allah, O Allah, are you not the Lord who promised to answer all who knock on his door? O Allah, are you not the one who invited me to come and visit your house? O Allah, look at the mess I have made with my life. And you will recall all your sins one by one on the day of Arafat. He will remind you of those sins that you have forgotten until you bow your head with shame, and until you wish the earth would split open and swallow you. You will acknowledge then to Allah that you are doomed unless He rescues you with His help and forgiveness. Then, as you stand in despair under the hot sun, not knowing what will become of you, you will see a mountain of mercy in the middle of Arafat. This is the Jabal al-Rahmah. When you recognize this mountain, go towards it but do not ascend it. Stand at its foot and cry out aloud to Allah. Now do not cry in fear, but cry in hope. Call out to Allah and say to Him, Ya imada man la imada lah, Ya sanada man la sanada lah. O you who is a support for one who has no support, O you who helps one whom there is no one to help. Ya rahima shaykh al-kabir, Ya raziqa tifl al-saghir. O you who shows mercy to the old man, O you who sustains and feeds the little baby. Pray to Allah and realize how He has turned to you with love while you have turned to Him with ignorance and sin. And say to Him, فَلَمْ أَرَ مَوْلًا كَرِيمًا أَصْبَرَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّئِيمٍ مِنْكَ عَلَيَّ يَا رَبِّ. Never have I seen an honorable master more patient over a wretched slave than I have seen you over me, my Lord. Say to Allah, O Allah, إِذَا رَأَيْتُ ذُنُوبِي فَزِعْتُ. O Allah, when I look at my sins, I am terrified. But when I look at your mercy, my heart fills with hope. Is this not why I came to you, O Allah? Is this not why I came running to you saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, La Sharika Laka Labbaik. Here I am at your service, my Lord, here I am. Then Allah will give you one more chance, and He will say to you, Return to me, my servant. You will then realize when the sun begins to set, that the evil you see within you is not really your true self. It is that part of you that is false and illusory. It is that which has taken possession of you and that can be removed. You will therefore be determined to remove it ever more so and to return home to Allah. Thus, as the sun sets, you will proceed from Arafat to Muzdalifah. At Muzdalifah, you will collect weapons with which you will proceed to Mina. And at Mina, there will be several battles between you and your ego. As you slaughter the sheep, slaughter the ego. As you shave your head, shave off your ego as well. Kill your lust one day and annihilate your pride the other. And decide with firm determination to destroy the enemy that is within you but not you. Hear Allah saying to you as you left Mecca, Go forth to Arafat and to Muzdalifah and to Mina and purify yourselves. Let me not see any one of you returning to me in the present state of filth. Come back renewed and come back alive. If you must, then talk to Allah in your own language. Talk to Him until your pride is broken. Remember that there are only two things that can destroy your spirituality and ruin your eternal life. And these are pride and lust. Pride is that which stops you from apologizing to Allah. Pride is that which stops you from apologizing to others, to your parents, to your loved ones. Pride is that which stops you from talking to Allah in your own language. And then there is lust. Lust is when you see your body as your true self. Stop seeing your body as your true self. Realize that your physical needs are the needs of the body and not yours. Don't confuse the two, for it will enslave you. Ask yourself as you perform this Hajj now, have you ever truly loved Allah? What does it mean to say, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen? Surely my prayers and my sacrifice and my life and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So let this Hajj be a turning point in your life. Even when you return home and your lips have stopped saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, here I am at your service, my Lord, here I am. Let your heart continue to sing with joy. Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Innal Hamda wal Ni'mata Laka wal Mulk, La Sharika Laka Labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك